React and its ecosystem provide dozens of useful and important features and concepts, which, of course, are all going to be covered in depth throughout this course. But if you were forced to identify only one core concept, which you will need for all React apps, it would be the concept of working with components. Because components are potentially reusable building blocks, which you as a React developer can create, and which you then combine to build the overall user interface. So React apps are in the end built by combining components. And whilst a couple of additional features and concepts would be required to create truly interactive user interfaces, components are the one concept every React app, no matter its complexity, will use. And indeed, the idea of thinking of user interfaces as combinations of components is not unique or exclusive to React. If you visit any website of your choice, you'll quickly be able to identify a couple of key building blocks that make up the overall site or app. For example, in this demo website we're going to work on throughout this section, you could identify the header area, the key concept items, and the interactive tabs section as components. You could also identify more or less components because, as you will also learn in this section and this course, it will come down to the developers who are working on an app to define how big or small a component should be. But the idea behind those components really just is that they wrap HTML and possibly also CSS code, as well as any related JavaScript logic that might be needed, and together, those languages and code pieces then define and control a part of the UI. This allows you, the developer, to split up complex user interfaces into smaller, more manageable parts, which at least potentially may also be reused in different places of the UI. For example, this core concept component is used 4 times, just configured with different data, but using the same HTML markup and styling and JavaScript logic under the hood. And that's one of the main reasons why this components approach is so powerful and popular. Without components, you would quickly end up with rather large and complex HTML files that may become difficult to navigate and work with. In addition, a change in your code might need to be applied in different parts of your application, hence increasing the likelihood of errors. When using this components approach, you're instead reusing code and you only need to make such a change in one place. Another big advantage of this components idea is that related code can be stored together. Because without components, you would typically have your markup in the HTML file and your JavaScript code in one of your JavaScript files. If you needed to make a change to the JavaScript code, you would therefore have to switch back and forth between those files all the time. And since you're likely working in different files, and it's quite possible that you're not seeing all the related code together all the time, it's also quite likely that you might accidentally break your code because you maybe changed something in your JavaScript code that then would have also required a change in the HTML code. On the other hand, when working with components, related code is typically kept closely together, hence simplifying the development process. And the last major advantage of working with components is that you follow a design and development principle, which is almost always a good idea. You have a separation of concerns. Different components do different things and handle different parts of the UI. For example, in the demo project of this section, we have components that are responsible for outputting information, And we have other components that are responsible for switching between tabs and handling user input. And that's of course just a basic app. The more complex your projects become, the more useful this pattern becomes, as it also simplifies the process of working on the same project with multiple developers, where every developer works on their own feature area, for example. And that's why this idea of working with components is embraced by React, and why, as a React developer, you will create and use hundreds and thousands of such components, also in this course. And just as a side note, it's not just React. This concept is so popular and useful that you'll also find it in other popular front-end frameworks, like Angular, Vue, or Svelte. And you'll also find it outside the world of web development, for example, in mobile development frameworks like Flutter. So let's therefore now take a look at a first React component in code, and then of course also create a first component.